Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show. The Mark Hoke Show. Going bell to bell with the best in professional wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's get to all the exciting pro wrestling action and bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
And let's bring it on in for another hour of pro wrestling news and entertainment on the Mark Hoke Show. It's WrestleMania weekend. Yeah! Let's do it! I think Ruben and I should team up. Who should we take on?
Oh, geez.
Alvarez and Meltzer right now.
Okay, should we do it? Sure. Yeah. I don't know how many seats we're filling with that, but it's probably a good matchup.
I'm going to get stuck taking on Alvarez, aren't I?
Probably.
Great. I'm going to get...
I can take some heat from the audience, but, you know, I'm going to need some help in the ring.
You're going to Ricky Morton me, aren't you? That's what you're going to do. I'm going to get Ricky Morton.
Yeah, I'm more of a Paul Bearer archetype. I'm a good mouthpiece, you know. I'm not going to do a bunch in the ring, though.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime, buddy.
Meltzer's going to stomp my face in, and then Alvarez is going to finish me off, and you're just going to sit there and go,
I'll be eating popcorn off to the side.
My Undertaker is going to get Mark Hoke's corpse. Yeah, thanks,
Ruben. You're welcome. Anytime.
Perfect. But we're going to be going over the best in pro wrestling here. All sorts of terrific news and just the excitement of WrestleMania weekend. And once again, don't forget, we want to see you down at the Vegas Toy Con today at the World Market Expo. Sting and Nick Nemeth just added to the show yesterday. So come on down. As soon as the show's over, I'm shutting everything down. I will be back down there as the onstage host. You know, that hosting thing, it's crazy.
It's not the easiest job in the world. I think a lot of people don't understand all of the science and preparation that goes into it. And you do it well. So congrats on that and have fun.
Yeah. You got to know every guest that comes up. There is a lot of guests.
You got to be educated. You got to know what you're doing. You got to be on your feet, on your toes. You got to be active listening. It's not just being a teleprompter. You got to do a lot.
Yeah. So please come on over and say hi. But man, it's your chance to meet Sting. How many more times do you think Sting is coming back to Las Vegas? It's not many.
It's true. I mean, he's in retirement now. So
yeah. So come on out. We would love to see you today at the Vegas Toy Con. First thing I want to talk about before we hit night two coming up of WrestleMania. Oh, Phil Brooks. Sat down with Ariel Helwani for 2 hours of time. And they had a little chat talking about WrestleMania and how he's doing. And pretty much through AEW and Tony Khan and Jack Perry and Hangman Adam Page and the Young Bucks, completely under a double-decker bus that was given PIM particles and blown up to the size of a asteroid and just ran everybody over. It was pretty epic. I'll give him that. But a lot of comments, talking about what he could, I suppose, about what happened with Jack Perry, about how he was just not happy with AEW, said that it wasn't a business, they're not trying to make money, just really running everybody through the coals. And it was a lot of people celebrated that interview, saying, look, AEW is a trash company. I mean, Tony Khan, nice guy, but doesn't know how to handle things. Just said that Jack Perry was a complete jerk about the whole thing that happened with that fight that happened at All In, and explained the circumstances. How much of that, those clips, at least, Ruben, did you get to see? And what did you think of that whole interview with Ariel?
Yeah, I saw the clips. I didn't see the full interview. you know, it pops up on my TikTok feed quite a bit. When you have CM Punk on Ariel Helwani's show, this is what you're going to get, which is great. I love that. We're in an era where the avenues to deliver information are vast and varied, and that fits right in with how CM Punk wants to do business, and that's fine. I think that it's a little bit like a kiss and tell. It's a little bit like, you know, maybe you should be a little nicer to your ex, but some people aren't, and that's okay. And it's always entertaining to see. I think that CM Punk, you know, he leaves a trail of bodies behind wherever he goes, WWE included. So he's not the most loving partner to be in the wrestling business. Every time he exits a place, he's blames everybody but himself. So he's not the greatest messenger. And I also tend to disagree with his message that AEW is a trash company. I think that AEW, you know, like other wrestling promotions that have to go up against the WWE in its current form, you know, or at least in its dominant form, anytime any promotion has become the second biggest wrestling promotion, it's had struggles and it's had difficulties and it's tried to do things different and it's tried to iterate on the business. And Tony Khan is a huge wrestling fan. He loves the business. You know, I think that it's, I think I disagree more with CM Punk than I agree with him, but that doesn't mean that this isn't an entertaining interview. And I, speaking of great hosts, Ariel Helwani is able to get some of the most natural reactions out of people, particularly as it pertains to, you know, taking shots and starting drama. So, entertaining interview, but ultimately nothing I didn't expect from this combination of gents.
Yeah. And look, I got to meet him briefly and I was at the Cauliflower Alley Club speech that he made. And, you know, I see a lot of what agree with a lot of what you're saying. You know, he's someone that loves the business.
Yeah.
And there's no question about it. I mean, he loves professional wrestling with all of his heart. And I would never question that. He's from the old school. I mean, the real old school. I mean, this man was driving around Harley Race. He told that story that, and I just sat there and I was like, wow, man, taking care of Harley, puking in his car and all that stuff. I mean, you know, but you got to remember the people that, that influenced him. The big one is Harley Race, the quite legitimately one of the two toughest men to ever do this in an era where, you know, you were, when you were walking out of a building, you know, you were hoping to get to your car and nobody pulled a gun on you.
Right.
Or tried to beat the hell out of you. And so it's a different time. And when you're talking about this whole thing that happened with Jack Perry, you know, said Tony, you know, go take care, you know, go take care as well. If you might not like how I take care of it. So they go and have a conversation and Phil's talking to Jack and he just says, well, you know what? This isn't going anywhere. And I put him in a choke. I would love to put some time to put a coworker into a choke hold. You know, take some big, fat, obnoxious guy, you know, who jumps in and steals interviews away or whatever, or gets in my camera angle and say, you know what? You're a jerk. And, you know, put the forearms around his neck. That would be great. But I can't do that. You know, I can't do that. And the same thing with the fight that happened at All Out, you know, that and that situation, everyone was to blame on that. I have said that from the start. He shouldn't have said the things that he said at the scrum. Tony should have stopped him. And the Bucks and Kenny shouldn't have gone into that locker room. Should have never done it. You know, everyone failed in that situation. And the talking about splitting them up after that, you know, Tony was wrong on that. I do agree with him there. Tony was wrong. As someone who's managed businesses before, you can't just keep putting people on separate shifts for a while because eventually they have to work together. it's not going to, you're not going to be able to put the Young Bucks on one side of the building and Punk on the other at a pay-per-view and hope to God nothing's going to happen over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. Something's going to happen. So, you know, that was a bad idea. I agree with him on that. He was just trying to keep the peace, but, you know, this was a very unique situation. So some of the things that he said, I get, but some of it, man, you know, you got to take a little responsibility. You got to take some responsibility for yourself. And I think that sometimes he's not real good at that. And
it's hard. He's very clearly talented and smart and cares and caring. And, you know, I wish that everybody in the business, like, cared as much as CM Punk does.
Absolutely.
Very clearly. But if we had any more CM Punks, if everybody acted like him, this business wouldn't exist. Like, you got to be a little nicer.
Yeah, we'd be back in the 70s again. A 70s style locker room where it was...
Right.
You know,
where no one likes each other and we're feuding with everyone at all times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the boys were, you know, the boys were the boys. And, you know, you just, you can't have that style of settling things anymore. It just doesn't work. You know, apparently he's doing okay here in WWE. Everybody's saying everything's cool. He's
good,
you know, and great. I'm happy for it. And, you know, you just wonder if a shoe's going to drop at some point.
Sure. I hope not. I think that
I hope not, I mean,
he's so clever. He's so talented. He's so funny and charismatic. You know, I think that as long as he's in the business, as long as he's getting fed, you know, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. You just wonder when sometimes some point somebody makes him mad. Ugh.
Sure.
You know, that's why I would be a little bit nervous. But yeah, it was pretty fascinating. But of course, Tony Khan has decided after this massive public embarrassment, because, you know, Tony does take some things personally sometimes, as apparently, you know, just about everybody seems to love working for the guy. And by the way, I give him credit, as much as I don't like people losing jobs. He did make some, for the first time, he made some releases of people that were still under contract. If you didn't see that this week, he did let few people go. On Dynamite, the closed circuit footage from the fight at All In, where, of course, he said he was fearing for his life, is going to be released on Dynamite.
Fun.
So we're going to see the closed circuit footage of what happened with CM Punk, Jack Perry, and whatever else.
Wow.
Do you think
work,
Ruben? Do you think this is a good idea to release this footage?
Hell yeah, that sounds great. Hey, listen, what do we want? We want eyeballs. What do we get? Drama. There's no such thing as bad press. If this is anything short of a double homicide on camera, this is a good move, right? No matter who comes out, no matter who comes out looking good. This is a good move for the business, for his business, in my opinion.
I'm torn on it. I mean,
it's tough. That's a tough one. That's a tough needle to thread if there's anything remotely bad on this tape. But if they're releasing it, it can't be too spicy. There's going to be a shoving match and a shouting match, and that's going to be about it.
And a chokehold.
And a chokehold, sure.
And something, I mean, there's something else, too, because somehow Tony got involved in this.
Sure.
Because, look, people have been making fun of him for saying that he feared for his life. I mean, that was one that Jim Cornette and a lot of people really gave him flack for.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people who are giving him flack have never been in the same room as a professional athlete. Like, they're enormous and dangerous and could kill you with their bare hands. Like, calm down. Everybody needs to chill.
Yeah, so this will be fascinating to see this whole thing play out. And, you know, the curiosity factor in me says, yeah, let's see it. The professional in me says, man, let it go. You know, just let it go. Let this die.
There's some stuff that you should just be like, all right, this is water under the bridge, right? There's some stuff that's like, all right, we handled this. This is internal handling of this business. Let's move on.
Yeah, because I think One of the things that people say about Tony is that he's reactionary, you know, he's emotional, and I think this is going to play into it a little bit, that, it's oh yeah, you're going to say it. Well, watch this, and it's I don't know if that helps him out by saying, oh yeah, you're going to say this about me. Well, watch what I'm going to do to you. We had so much of that with Vince McMahon, where people, there was so much vindictiveness with Vince, though it wasn't at least knowingly public. Now, there were things that would happen on camera where, scripts would get changed, like the Ashley Massaro thing is one that just comes to mind right off the bat, for example, where he turned her down, or she turned him down, so he embarrassed her on camera. But I don't know. I kind of wish Tony would just, in my heart of hearts, would just let this go. I really do. Why play into it? Just stay professional and just say, you know what? He said what he said. It's done. This was back in August. Who cares? Phil's Phil. There's a reason he's not here, and we're done. We're done. We're moving on. Our company's doing well. We're selling. We've already got 45,000 tickets sold for Wembley Stadium in August, and we go back there. We're not going to have to worry about having Phil Brooks drama or anything like that. We're going to have an awesome show. We've got a great pay-per-view coming up. Swerve Strickland and Samoa Joe are going to wrestle for world championship in St. Louis. Get ready. And boom, you're done. You're done.
Right.
Now, and seeing this is the thing too, is now you've got a pay-per-view coming up in in 2 weeks. And what's everybody going to be talking about? They're going to be talking about a fight that happened half a year ago.
Yeah. There is some amount of the Streisand effect here where it's just an interview with Ariel Helwani. Like it's not 60 minutes. It's not a State of the Union, we can let it go.
Yeah. But we get some interesting TV coming up.
Sure. And maybe that drives more eyeballs to the business.
Yep.
Ultimately all it's about. Ultimately is all you want is more eyeballs.
Yeah. Maybe Jack Perry will come strutting back in the door, take a little time up from Japan. And
okay. Yeah.
Maybe he'll come. Maybe he'll come and choke somebody out. He was a pillar, Bring his new stable from Japan in and say hi. But we're going to say goodbye for just a little bit. Not for too long, because I know everybody's dying for more pro wrestling news and entertainment here on KDON 101.5 FM, the Talk of Las Vegas, that Odyssey app. And once again, we are live streaming on YouTube and Facebook as well. And we are going to brace ourselves for night two of WrestleMania. Everybody got their storybooks ready to go, because Cody's going to try and write that last chapter. But will he? Or were we going to get the twist of a lifetime? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Texas Corners Bible Church every Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday night at 10 p.m. on 101.5 FM.
101.5 FM, KDON.
This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
All right, let's keep this rolling. The bell rang. That means we're back in action. Another round of terrific pro wrestling news and entertainment. I'm Mark Hoke. Thanks for being with us. Ruben Bressler cracking his knucks.
That's right.
Getting ready to roll and abandon.
Get some ASMR on the radio for you folks.
Nice. Stick around, everybody. We're going to keep this going as we take a look at night two coming up here at WrestleMania. The Philadelphia edition, the XL edition. I don't know if it's extra large. It's just, it's WrestleMania.
Right. But that's just how Roman numerals work.
Yeah. It's
in Roman. Philly. Roman numerals.
Ah.
See? There aren't Cody numerals. All right, that's enough. I've pulled. That's too much.
Wow. That wasn't bad.
It was all right.
I give you two Hoke points.
I'm still surprised they never used the line, all roads lead to Roman.
Okay.
Yeah. And promoting this rivalry. Like, it's right there.
It was. I think maybe it was too cheesy for him. Maybe.
Well, I'm a cheesy gent, so.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, so night two. We've got Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre for Seth's World Heavyweight Championship. And, of course, still looming in the distance is Damian Priest with his Money in the Bank case. Mm-hmm. He technically doesn't have to cash it in. I guess he's still got a couple of months if he wants to.
Right. He can wait till SummerSlam? Is that right?
He's got till July, I think.
Yeah.
So a little bit of time. But I tell you what, if you weren't going to cash in after he got the hell beat out of him for 45 minutes last night, not sure what you were waiting for.
Yeah, exactly.
But this match tonight, it could be Drew's big moment. Of course, he beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania a few years ago for the Universal Championship, but with no fans. This could be the big moment Drew gets. We could see a cash in. Mm-hmm. Could see Seth hold on.
Sure.
What happens tonight, Ruben?
This one is the hardest one to predict of the night by far for me. Of the weekend, honestly, for me. I could see any of the three guys walking out of WrestleMania with the belt. On the one hand, it is scheduled to happen first in the night, which to me, my prognostication brain says that means it's Seth retains, because you don't start out the night rocking the boat that heavy, in my opinion. Seth is great as a champion. He's super charismatic. People, I mean, he's doing what he can with the belt, right? He's keeping it relevant. He's making it exciting. He's the workhorse champion. He's doing, and the company loves him for it. By the same token, we love Drew. Drew's got this new heel thing. I love heel Drew. He's amazing. You want to give him his flowers too. You want to make sure that he's on the top. I love this new rivalry that he's got, sort of a three-way rivalry with CM Punk also.
Who's on commentary, by the way. Forgot to mention that.
Incredible. Perfect. You've got such a cool dynamic with this belt of, it's not a rivalry, it's many rivalries all simultaneously happening. And maybe Seth and Becky want to go on a little bit of a break. Maybe they want to go have vacation and raise their kids for a little bit. You know what I mean? So if they both lose at their championship matches, that gives them a little bit of a time off, right? Gives them a little bit of a reset. And we've got Damian Priest, who's still sitting there with his money in the bank. One of these days, you got to cash that in. And if not at WrestleMania, like, if you want a WrestleMania moment. I mean, cashing it in at some other pay-per-view is cool. Cashing it in a dark match is hilarious. But come on. Like, cash it in at WrestleMania. That's the time to do it. So this one is impossible to predict for me. I think that all three scenarios are equally likely.
I'm going to say Drew wins the match, Damian cashes in.
Okay.
I think Punk gets in, beats the heck out of him after Drew. And maybe Punk gets involved with Judgment Day somehow, too. That could be kind of fun. That would
be interesting.
That could be kind of fun, but I...
Man, Punk in a faction? I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? But I will...
I think all the options are equally likely. This one's the one that is by far the hardest to predict for me.
Yeah, so I will take two new champions tonight, Drew and Damian Priest. And Seth Rollins goes and finds a new tailor. If you didn't see that outfit last night.
I loved that outfit. That jacket was great.
I'm not going to say it was bad. It was interesting. But
yeah.
But geez, that whatever was growing out of his shoulder, it was purple, that's my color. Stuff. But yeah, I don't know. The tail was a little long on the gown. We'll just say that. This one, I don't want to take too long on this, but we've got the Pride, which is Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, and Montez Ford, the Street Profits, with B-Fab against the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, and the AOP, who has Scarlett and Paul Ellering in their corner in a six-man tag team Philadelphia street fight. This could have been a Poughkeepsie street fight. It was in Poughkeepsie.
Sure.
But the one thing about this is I just don't think either of these teams can afford this loss.
Sure.
You lose this, and man, these teams are kind of trying to fight their way off the bottom of the card. This sucks. I wouldn't want to lose. So who gets condemned to mid-card hell after this?
I mean, I don't think there's a world where the Pride loses this one, personally. You know, I think you've got – you want to give Bobby Lashley and Montez Ford relevance. Like, if you bury them, then you've definitely lost a lot more than if you bury Karrion Kross and et cetera. So I think the Pride wins this one.
Triple H is a big Cross guy, and
sure,
you know, I have a feeling that the Final Testament's going to win this. I think Lashley and the Prophets have done enough that they can revive them. But if you bring back the AOP and Cross here, and you just bury them in this match, they're done. It's going to be a near impossible feat to bring them back to any sense of credibility. So I take the Final Testament in this one.
I also don't love that this is a street fight rules match, but that's just me.
Yeah,
I think it's just, this is a weird match.
I agree.
I don't know why we're here. Yeah. This feels like a Raw match. I don't know why this is WrestleMania.
Yeah, I agree. Could have done this at a pay-per-view, but not WrestleMania. Yeah. LA Knight, AJ Styles. This should be an awesome match.
Yes.
And I have a feeling our friend AJ is not going to be happy after this one is over.
I agree.
But
yeah, I you know, AJ, again, another guy who's a worker for the company. He gets a WrestleMania match, but you got to have LA Knight win this match. Really interesting pairing of styles here, no pun intended. AJ is sort of in that Shawn Michaels technical savvy role, and then you've got LA Knight, who's obviously this big, brash, sort of attitude era rock style fighter. So you've got a really interesting mashup of styles here. But I don't see a world where LA Knight doesn't come out.
Yeah, this night could belong to LA Knight. It's going to be a very interesting night in Philadelphia for LA Knight.
Yeah.
A terrific evening for our buddy Sean. But, you know, the one thing is, I tell you, I think the fans, I don't know, the push, and I know he even said something about this, that him going against Roman Reigns at Crown Jewel, he felt like they may have gone too fast. And
sure.
Because whenever you take those losses, and now he's had two Universal title matches that he's been involved in and lost,
mm-hmm.
You know, you start to take the shine off a little bit.
Yeah.
And
that's the price you pay for having Roman retain the belt for that long.
Well, but the one thing that I may have done is, you know, maybe you could have had him win the U.S. title. Maybe you could have done, you know, skated him along a little bit more and given him some different opponents. You know, he had guys like Bobby Lashley and some other ones you could have put him in there against and worked his way up. You know, AJ Styles would have been a good match to have along the way, as opposed to doing, you know, making it look like, you know, an EKG where it's ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And
I could see that. I think that, you know, if you give, like, if you had put AJ, not, I'm sorry, LA, if you put LA Knight in the fight against Gunther and given him that belt, maybe that's the way to have gone, right?
Right.
You put him into the shoes of Austin Theory and you let him have a little bit of a reign and a little bit of a tag team and a little bit of a time away from the main spotlight to grow your brand and to, you know, shine up that shine a little bit. I could see that. I think that that's a perfectly reasonable thing to have attempted, but we're here now. We've skyrocketed all the way up to the top. So what do we do now that we're here? I really do think they screwed the pooch with him at Crown Jewel. They sort of fumbled the bag as it pertains to LA Knight. And so he doesn't have the push that he had a year ago, 6 months ago. So I would like for him to get this win just so that he can, like, try to not dip as far on that EKG that you were just recommending.
Yeah. And the other issue with AJ Styles is too, man, you know, he got hurt and he was on a roll. He comes back and now you're pushing him down too. You know, he's been taking losses all over the place, and sure, you know, the odds are he's taking another one tonight. You know, so, you know, and of course you had him with, you know, the Good Brothers, and they're losing all over the place. And, you know, so what do you do with AJ Styles after this is all over? You know,
right,
you've taken a, you know, one of your best wrestlers in the company, period, and you're kind of sending him down the sliding board on your shoots and ladders game. I mean, sure, that's a little rough for him too. This is,
yeah, it's weird to try to figure out what to do with AJ if he loses this match. It's impossible to figure out what to do with LA if he loses this match.
Yeah. So interesting happenings there with LA Knight and AJ Styles. Now this one, next one coming up, yeah, whoever loses, they'll all be okay. But I don't know if KO is going to be the one that's going to walk out with the U.S. title. I hope so. Logan Paul defends his U.S. championship against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
It's the weasel, the viper, and the snake, shall we say.
That's pretty good. Weasel, the viper, and the snake is very good.
This is going to be a match of betrayals and meanness and nastiness and stabbing each other in the back. I hope this goes, let this one go an hour. Just give them all the time they need. So who you got on this one, Ruben? How you see this one playing out?
So I've come around. I think LA Knight is going to retain. Not LA Knight. Sorry, Logan Paul. I was still on the previous match. I think Logan Paul retains here. With the Prime Energy drink. A couple reasons. One is he's young. He's popular. Randy and KO don't need this match. They don't need this for their resume. I think a WrestleMania win for Logan Paul is huge. And the main reason why I think he wins is, I referenced SummerSlam earlier. You know where SummerSlam is this year?
Yes. At Detroit, right?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland. That's right. Sorry.
Which is where Logan Paul is from.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
I think you want Logan Paul to be in Cleveland defending his championship. I think that you want, I mean, there's so many wrestlers from Ohio. I think you want them, as many as you can get, especially Cleveland. The Miz is from Cleveland.
Yep.
So, you know, you've got a lot of opportunity here to build a lot of momentum up there on Lake Erie. And I think that you want Logan Paul from Parma, Ohio, where one of my ex-girlfriends is from, to go up there and be able to defend it at SummerSlam. So I think ultimately Logan Paul walks out.
I think he does too. I'd still love to have Kevin Owens get his comeuppance here, but
that'd be great.
Like I said, I think that we're going to have a backstabbing exhibition, and Kevin Owens and Randy Orton's antics will backfire, but those just seem to be getting along okay. That would be a fun tag team.
I agree. Oh, that's fun. Ooh, that's interesting. I like that.
That would be some. Could you see those two going now? Now that you know we've got those youngins with Austin Theory and Grayson Waller
against KO and Randy Orton in a tag team.
Oh, that's great. Feud with
that
those
would be
guys.
Real good.
Oh, dear God.
Has Randy ever been a part of a tag team?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done Legacy and some other things. Yeah, he's done a few. Rated RKO would be one.
Edge, that's true.
He's done it a few times.
Okay.
But, yeah, that would be something.
I love that.
Oh, man. So that would be the U.S. Championship match. And I'll tell you what, we got two to go. And we'll talk about those when we come back from break. I've got Ruben Bressler with me here on the Mark Hoke Show. And just as a reminder, don't forget Toy Con at the World Market Expo Center. Of course, Nick Namath just added to the show, TNA superstar, formerly known as Dolph Ziggler. You guys know him.
Also and from Cleveland.
He is.
Yeah, Dolph is one of my favorites. I would love... He's not coming back, unfortunately, but I would love to see him come back, too.
Yeah. So Dolph Ziggler is going to be there. Well, Nick Nemeth is going to be there. And then, of course, the icon Sting is going to be there today. So get your tickets if you haven't got them yet. head on over. We would love to see you. I'll be the on-stage host over there at the Vegas Toy Con World Market Expo. Just go to VegasToyCon.com. Get your tickets right now. Yeah, doors are going to be open in about 20 minutes, and as soon as show's over, I'm headed over there as well, so you can come up and say hi to me as well. Stick around. We're going to take a look at the last two matches at WrestleMania. Is Bayley, she's not so bad anymore, going to walk out of WrestleMania with the WWE Women's Championship? We'll ask Ruben, and I might have an opinion too. Stick around. We'll be right back.
KDON.
You're listening to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Vegas, The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Now, here again is Mark Hoke.
Let's do this one more time, shall we? Best in pro wrestling news and entertainment on The Mark Hoke Show as we wrap up our preview of night two of WrestleMania, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Get ready, everybody. Oh, is Cody going to finish the story? Oh, my God. It's going to be something else tonight. We have one more match we got to hit before we get to that one, though, as Io Sky will be defending her WWE Women's Championship against the formerly Bad Bad Bayley. But she's not so bad anymore. Ruben, does Bayley get her WrestleMania moment and win the Women's Championship?
This one's the second toughest for me. I do think Bayley ultimately wins this match. But it's up in the air, especially if Logan somehow drops it in the previous match. I don't think that they changed the championship hand three matches in a row. But I think that this is ultimately Bayley's time to shine. I think this is ultimately when they give her her flowers.
She has been taking loss after loss after loss.
Yeah.
And doing just everything they've asked her to do. Of course, coming off that injury a little while ago too. I think it's Bayley's night. She is going to be one happy camper when she walks out of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And
I think so too. I think that this is, she's the Sami Zayn of night two. You know, they've asked her to do everything. They've asked her to take a bunch of losses, have a losing record over the last like 2 years or something like that, which is crazy considering that, you know, her resume and where she comes from and all that stuff. You know, Sami Zayn lost to Johnny Knoxville, but he's a champ now. Bayley can lose a bunch of matches. She'll be a champ tonight.
Yeah. And, yeah, and it's not to dismiss Io Sky because she has she is so underrated as a performer. I think people just forget how good she is until you actually watch her match. And then, I mean, and I don't know if it's just because of a language barrier or anything like that, that it causes a problem with fans connecting with her sometimes, but she is just amazing.
Yeah, and I think she's spectacular. Yes. She's such a talented, technical wrestler. But yeah, I think it's time for a change.
Yeah, so we can keep that feud going, but tonight tonight is Bayley's night. B-A-Y-L-E-Y. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the main event. It is now contested under bloodline rules. Anything goes. Roman Reigns defends the undisputed WWE Universal Championship against Cody Rhodes. Of course, crushing defeat last year at WrestleMania, even though some of the fans were pretty excited coming out of SoFi about that. A lot of trash talking. And now the Cody Crybabies. Will we, the Cody Crybabies, be celebrating a victory tonight? I have some ideas, Ruben.
Okay.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Why is everybody acting like that Roman is the only one that can do whatever he wants? Cody can too.
For sure.
Cody can do whatever he wants.
That's right.
And the bloodline isn't the only guy. You know, Roman has his reinforcements, but let me remind everybody of something real quick. I went back through on one of my favorite sites, internetwrestlingdatabase.com. I got a list. Now, some of these people aren't in WWE anymore. But here's a list of people that Roman has decimated along the way. Braun Strowman, Jey Uso, Kevin Owens, Daniel Bryan, Edge, Cesaro, Rey Mysterio, John Cena, Finn Balor, Big E, Bobby Lashley, Shinsuke Nakamura, Brock Lesnar, Xavier Woods, Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins, Goldberg, Drew McIntyre, Riddle, AJ Styles, Logan Paul, LA Knight.
Yeah.
That's a long list of people to piss off.
Yeah. And that's not just people. That's people he's beaten.
Yes.
There's also people he's upset.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there we had a great moment at the Hall of Fame with Bray Wyatt's family. And Bray, let's not forget that the Fiend was where this all started.
Uh-huh.
And we've got Wyatt's in or family. You know, we've got Rotunda's in Philadelphia. We could see that happen.
Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy could show back up. That's right. The whole Firefly Funhouse is ready to go. Not to mention the fact that the Bloodline is acting like they're the only family in professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come on. Let's get real here. You bring up Dusty every other word in every other promo that you do. He's not the only Rhodes that exists.
No.
Right? And the Rhodes and the Bloodline are also not the only families that exist. This is a family affair, professional wrestling. Any family is going to be upset. The Von Erichs should be upset. The Ortons should be upset that the Bloodline is acting like they're the only family business in the family business. So they've pissed off a bunch of people. So the Bloodline should be real careful about what they wish for, because it just might come true. And the whole army of people who are, you know, trying to fight for the good guys, the Avengers are coming for Thanos and the rest of the Bloodline.
You know what Rhodes hasn't showed up yet in this whole thing? Brandy.
Mm. That would be fun.
Have you
I
noticed
like
that name has not come out of their mouths?
Sure.
And that is a smart thing to not mention Brandy. I wouldn't want to make her mad.
Yeah.
But there's another factor here, too. There's some people flying around Philadelphia, I would imagine, that probably aren't too happy with The Rock either.
Sure.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Maybe The Undertaker.
Sure.
As you mentioned, there could be a whole Avengers Endgame situation here that could pop up. And if Cody was smart, I mean, if this was, you know, if it were me in this situation for real, I'd be calling up everybody I know. And plus, I'd be going around the locker room saying, we got to stop this guy. Enough's enough. So this main event could just be an army of professional wrestlers.
You know who I want to, you know who I want to show up that has a feud with The Rock?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I just thought it was funny. It was a funny thing to say. I don't think that'll actually happen, but it would be very funny if like Vin Diesel and like Rita Moreno showed up.
You hit Steve Carell, you know, they get smart.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, who did he star with in The Tooth Fairy?
Let's forget about that.
Oh, Kevin Hart shows up. There we go.
Oh.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, so yeah, I think that it would be a weird business decision, ultimately, to not have Cody finish the story at WrestleMania 40. I think that you do all of this buildup, you do the two-act storytelling, you do this long-form storytelling, and you put Cody, let's not forget, they put Cody on the cover of 2K24 also.
Yeah.
And the number of people who've been on 2K24's cover, here's a fun trivia question, who have not held the major title in their career are Billy Gunn and Torrey Wilson in the history of the video game.
Wow.
Everyone else has held the biggest possible title that they could hold. And those two shared the cover. Cody's on the cover by himself. So you don't give him the biggest title in the company and you put his face on the biggest video game that your company produces. That doesn't make any sense.
Interesting.
It's a weird business decision to not do it. I will also add, I love Roman. I think he's a great face. I think he's a great wrestler. He looked a little tired last night. He looked a little ragged. And I don't know that that's the strain of his reign, the strain of the media, but he didn't look as young and vibrant as I'm used to him looking. Now, Randy also doesn't look like as young as he was 20 years ago, but he's still out there fighting, so that could be nothing. I want Roman to take a break. I want it to be Cody's time, and so I'm going to go with my heart and say that Cody wins.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if there's some sort of scenario like we just talked about, or if The Rock turns on him.
Sure.
You know, and
also reasonable.
That is a very distinct possibility to set up a possible SummerSlam match between the two of them for the head of the table.
Yeah.
So,
and let's also not forget that if Damian doesn't cash in the Money in the Bank, that's still hanging over us by the end of night two.
God, could you imagine if Cody wins?
I would. Oh, man.
And Damian walks out with the title.
Oh, be still my heart. That's great.
All right. Ruben, I want to thank you for another great show. It is always a pleasure having you working with me. You are a true radio god, my friend.
Hey, Mark, as long as I'm on this show, I am a Mark Hoke guy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a Ruben Bressler guy, too. All right, we're wrapping it up. Hey, I'll be head of the ToyCon in just a couple of minutes. Come see me over there at the World Trades, World Market Center. And we will see you guys next week as we'll unwrap WrestleMania. Have a great day, Las Vegas. We'll catch you next time. Have a terrific afternoon.
Want more of The Mark Hoke Show? Follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show. Like us on Facebook at The Mark Hoke Show. And visit MarkHokeShow.com to keep up with everything happening with the show. And remember to check out all of our archive shows on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show and download our podcasts at markhokeshow.podbean.com and all your favorite podcast outlets. So join The Mark Hoke Show family today, and thanks for listening.